This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug will be along shortly. Kara Schillen at the controls in Washington, D.C. And ladies, it looks like it is decision time. Lots going on while you were sleeping. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took a step to advance Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court on Wednesday, saying on the Senate floor that, quote, this evening the Senate will receive the results of the FBI's supplemental background investigation into allegations against the nominee. Late on Wednesday evening, McConnell filed what's called cloture, which is an action that moves the Senate closer to a confirmation vote, though a final vote would probably not take place until Saturday at the earliest. There will be a vote, a practice vote, if you will. That's not what they call it in the Senate, but that'll happen on Friday. Now, if Republican lawmakers clear that hurdle, the Senate then would advance to final confirmation vote for probably Saturday at the earliest. Now, this all comes as the FBI did release their report. They did that to the White House. They gave a copy of the report to the White House on Wednesday evening. And according to White House officials, they have found no corroboration to provide any more information that would get us closer to the story of Christine Ford. Now, the Senate will have the opportunity to receive the FBI report. They'll all be able to look at it on sexual misconduct allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. Again, when it's something that's not criminal, it's really about who you believe, and really all eyes now fall on the senators who have said that they are on the fence. That's Susan Collins from Maine, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Senator Jeff Flake, who called for this expanded FBI investigation. He's from Arizona, and a couple of Democrats who have not said where they stand yet. Joe Manchin from West Virginia and Heidi Heitkamp from Missouri. Both of them are in trouble in their home states because their home state overwhelmingly wants to see the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, yet they're still up for re-election in the fall, so they have to figure something out politically. So a lot of heat on those senators today, Victoria.
Yeah. I mean, do we think that this all came down to Mark Judge's testimony, and if he still didn't remember or still insisted that he wasn't in the room or that it didn't happen, that's really as far as the FBI can go? Or do you think that, because I'm reading headlines on CNN saying that his Yale roommates and classmates say they've been trying to contact the FBI and they haven't been able to, so it just seems like they must have gone right to Mark Judge and maybe the other friend, the girlfriend who was the female friend who was mentioned during Christine Ford's testimony. So, right? Do we think that there's anybody else in there?
Oh, yeah. There was a list that was released, I think, maybe on Tuesday. And it looks, forgive me, because it was just me glancing at it and taking a peek. But I think it looked to be at least 10 names that were on that list. Mm-hmm. And I believe what the FBI did is they went after, we know for sure that they talked to Deborah Ramirez, they talked to Lisa Swetnick. Those are the other two women who came forward with allegations against Kavanaugh.
Okay.
Yeah. Then they looked at Christine Ford's story, and I believe anybody that she mentioned as part of her testimony under oath to the committee, I think they went back and talked to again. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they were going to go to everybody that called them. I'm sure there are lots of people on both sides from Christine Ford's friends to the ex-boyfriend who came out yesterday and said she helped someone prep for a polygraph, that would be coming to the table to try to get involved in all of this. But I think they went after the people who she specifically mentioned by name and who he mentioned by name as people who might be able to provide some sort of, you know, just some sort of corroboration to the story.
Right.
So, but they did talk to the other two women as well, which I think is an important piece in all of this, because there was a lot that those women accused Brett Kavanaugh of doing. And yeah. I think it was important to get to the bottom of whether or not there was something more there for them to look at.
Yeah. And so there's, I guess, the public, unless, like you said yesterday, unless it leaks, there's no way we'll actually be able to see what the FBI found.
It'll leak. There's absolutely no way that this stuff remains a secret.
I would hope
There's one copy of the report, and that copy I think is released to the Senate so that they can all take turns reviewing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine that you're going to have the bummer about it not becoming public is that you're going to have Democrats coming up and leaking all the stuff that looks bad for Kavanaugh, and you're going to have Republicans coming up and leaking all the stuff that looks bad for Christine Ford. And then we're back in the same situation we've been for a couple of weeks, which is more he said, she said, who's credible. There's really no way of knowing, and it's going to come down to what we believe instead of what we know.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, the hardest part of all of this is I don't love his temperament. I think, his testimony really, that's the first time I'd ever seen him speak. And for me personally, it turned me off of him. But I also I'm not convinced that he actually did the things that he's accused of, because there isn't enough evidence. And that's what's really hard for me. And I think a lot of Americans are probably where I am, in the middle, not really liking him, not really getting a good gut feeling about him, but also knowing, but there's no evidence, so we can't convict someone, you know, even if it's not a crime here, or if it's not a criminal trial, we can't convict someone in the public jury if there's no corroboration. And the hardest part for me with all of this is just the doubt. It's like that Meryl Streep movie. It's just having that bit of doubt is so hard to deal with and to reconcile. And unfortunately, if the FBI report does not get released or leaked, I think a lot of Americans are going to just be left with a lot of doubt. And that's not a great place to be with a Supreme Court justice. For me, I'm not comfortable with that.
I think the process has become so partisan. It used to be when Supreme Court justices were put up that they were, that Republicans and Democrats would come together and vote for them if they were qualified. That's not
sort
the case
of like
anymore.
Huge numbers and
people
watched
get confirmed 97-3. Right.
Yeah, I was watching the Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's called RBG. It's such a great history lesson in America, especially for women. The stuff that she was involved with is really incredible. But she was saying too, she was like 97 to three or something like that. And she said she believed that her confirmation was the last time that it was truly bipartisan.
And that's
sad.
That's
a long time ago.
There was nothing magic about RBG. What was magic is that people came together and said, okay, we may not love the fact that she did this or that she believes in that, but we know that she's a qualified judge. And that's why when Lindsey Graham got so much attention, the senator from South Carolina, during the hearing process, where he said, this is disgusting, it's despicable, you tell Judge Kagan, you tell Judge Sotomayor that I said hi, because he voted for them. He's a Republican who didn't necessarily like where these two women stood politically, but he voted for them. And I think we're totally incapable of getting out from underneath that right now. And whether Brett Kavanaugh is the perfect example of it or not, these things are so partisan. We have never been more divided into team sports, and something has to break here because I don't know if that's Democrats coming to the table for Kavanaugh or Republicans coming to the table with Democrats to vote against him, but in any case, things are just so divided right down party line. So find out now.
What were the numbers for Gorsuch? Because I think it was
only three Democrats came to the table. And there was no reason for that. Gorsuch, the only Democrats that voted, the reason you hear everybody talking about Heitkamp, Donnelly, and Manchin, they're the only three Democrats that voted for Gorsuch. And there was no reason for that. It was obviously partisan. And that's just further proof that this has become more of a political process than about what's really good for the country. And that's why I think it's so hard. And it's so hard. People are so emotional on both sides. You're seeing Republican numbers in the Senate. I found out yesterday that Republicans had like, or I'm sorry, Democrats had a 14-point advantage a couple of weeks ago. That advantage is now cut to 7 points in the congressional races because this is juiced up the conservative base because they feel like due process is not going to matter moving forward. So now you had the resist movement on the left who had people juiced and ready to go vote. Now the right has found their movement. And so there's just so much passion at play. And it'll be interesting to see how this really ultimately turns out for the midterms. I think Kavanaugh gets confirmed most likely this weekend, but that's just my prediction.
Well, I think if there's nothing in the FBI report that looks like a red flag, then I think we all knew from the beginning, until this stuff came out, I think it was kind of a foregone conclusion that he was going to get confirmed. The Republicans have the numbers that they needed. So I don't think that should be a surprise. I think, you know, it's just a matter of what's in that report. And I that's the only thing for me. It's just having that doubt is just, it's really tough. And I don't know. It's one of those things, like, he said it during his testimony that this is going to be attached to him now forever. It will. Mm-hmm.
And an attempt to legitimize the court. Yeah, it's tough, but I guess we see what all those five senators will choose to do. Really, his fate lays in their hands. As we continue on the DJV show, did you get it? Did you get the text message from the president? That presidential alert went out yesterday. We'll talk about it next. Good morning. It's 17 minutes past the hour.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
19 minutes past the hour, it is the DJV show. Now, yesterday, wherever you were, if you were in this country, at about 18 minutes past the hour at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, East Coast time, 11 a.m. West Coast time, and wherever you might have been in between, your phone might have gone off. And if it did, you got a little text message from the president. Did you get yours, Victoria?
I did. I was walking the dogs and I got a text on my watch and it kind of made me laugh a little bit because I was like, oh, there it is. Because we've been talking about our tech report for a while.
That's right. I was on a big conference call and everybody disappeared because apparently when our cell phones get that little hit from FEMA, all of the audio goes away for a couple of minutes. But I thought it was sort of funny. Obviously, I love people that don't have the same political background that I do, right, or the same feelings. My mom is one of those people in my life, one of the closest people. I love her so much. She's a Democrat. I'm a Republican. So about 19 minutes after 11 on Wednesday, I get an email from my mom. Did you get it? I didn't get it. I said, yes, I got it. I told him not to send you yours. And she laughed and she said, I guess Democrats are dispensable. And I said, yeah, yours comes in 40 minutes after the tsunami.
That's
funny. We had a little fun with the exchange. As we continue, it is the DJV show at 21 minutes past the hour.
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What I think of when I think of Justin Timberlake, I think of smooth, although I'm not an expert in his music, as one can easily tell. So, the big announcement musically, 24 at the hour here on the DJV program, with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and the Dougster. Justin is among the headliners for Coachella next year. It'll take the stage at the Empire Polo Club in one of the garden spots of the world, Jennifer, Indio, California. Wow.
Big deal.
Blink and you miss it. Right after Palm Springs. Anyway, there's a two-weekend music festival that takes place in April, and it'll kick off April 12th next year. So who else is on the bill of fare? Let's see here. Childish Gambino, Donald Glover. Is he the TV Glover?
He's Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
And the new one, he's got his show Atlanta.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. He did Atlanta. So he's got a group? What's the...
That's just him. He's a rapper, so that's just his rap name. Yeah.
And the Jackass is going to be there too, I see. Huh?
So is this the new Worm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kanye is the right. The Worm is Justin is Bieber, and Kanye. Yeah, that's good. I like that. We'll put those together. Keep that in mind when I say those things, please. This will be the first time Timberlake hits the stage at Coachella. Glover's been there before. Kanye, not a stranger either to the festival. Glover performed. Back in 2012.
Kanye had a
short set in 2006, better to say it that way. And then he headlined in 2011. Ooh, wasn't he there with, isn't he married to Beyonce?
No, he's married to Kim Kardashian.
Kardashian. Her too.
Wow. Was it Beyonce headliner at Coachella?
She was last year. Yeah. Coachella.
See, I'm not so far off the mark. You guys laugh at me. I remember. The lineup for the show isn't fully put together yet. It won't be announced till January. Can you imagine we're already talking about January? Let's see here. The Weeknd was in the lineup last year. Eminem and Beyonce. She was the first black woman to headline the festival. Too bad that that is notable. Isn't it going to be nice when you don't worry about that? She's just there because she's great. She is great, and she happens to be black. But, so what we think these days. Beyonce's career-spanning set, which her fans dubbed Beychella. Beychella for Beyonce. Got it, folks? Got a lot of acclaim and featured guest appearances by her husband. Her sister is Solange Knowles. I don't know that much about her. We talked about her together.
A little bit. The one that throws the slaps. Remember, she like slapped Jay-Z in the elevator.
Oh,
when he was cheating on her sister. Yeah.
All right. Could have punched him in the gut too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also from Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams. Oh, that was the big. There was a lot of anticipation as to
Mm-hmm.
They were going to show or they weren't going to show. Will they or won't they? So the question could be asked: does Justin Timberlake's wife ever go on stage? She's not really a singer, right? Great actress, not a singer. So he doesn't bring his family along for the ride, his child.
Well, they're there, but he doesn't bring them on stage.
Right.
No. I think
she's usually
beyond.
Right in the front of the pitch because she films a lot of it. Yeah.
But they seem to be like one of those really good Hollywood couples.
They do seem to be, yeah.
There's the story of Coachella for next year, 20 and after, on the Good Day. Whoops, wait a minute. DJV program.
Accept, don't change your partner. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more you try to change your partner, the more disappointed you'll be. People, after all, do not change each other. Instead, we merely change ourselves. So many couples fight because one partner wants the other partner to be different. But again, we don't change others. We only have the capacity to influence them. Instead of trying to change your partner, consider spending more energy accepting him or her. The more you can accept your partner for who he or she truly is, the more likely you'll be able to truly love that person, not just the idea of him or her. Your partner is amazing, just like you are. Focus your energy on learning about and listening to your partner rather than making him or her into some fictitious character. No, your partner is not a creation of your mind. He or she is immensely better than anything you can create, so get to accepting instead of changing. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI report on its investigation into sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is now in the hands of the White House and the U.S. Senate. Senators will be able to start looking at that report in a secure area of the Capitol beginning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. That report will not be made public. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing that a vote on Kavanaugh's nomination will happen by the end of the week. in South Carolina.
The victims of this case need all the help and support we can give them.
That's the Florence County Sheriff after one cop is killed and six other officers are wounded during a shootout and standoff yesterday in Florence.
I would ask that you please put this families of these officers in your prayers. Please lift them up.
The suspect is in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Going to protest. I don't know who I'm going to call, but somebody, stand by, folks. I'm liable to be calling any one of you for protection and help from these ladies of the day who are here on the DJV show with me. Sometimes I get taken advantage of, and it's not a pretty picture, but I managed to hold my own.
On our end.
Stand, yeah. Of course it is.
It's pretty funny.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schiller. All right, so Victoria, you've got your mouth open. Let's see what, let's hear what's important on the rigors of information list. What do you
have
as number
trending,
one?
Well, in the world of trending news, Chinese star Fan Bingbing has been found. And if I don't know if you guys, I don't think we've talked about this, but this has become a really big international story. She is China's highest paid actress, and she disappeared a few weeks ago. No one had seen or heard from her. There were appearances that she was supposed to make that she just didn't show up for. And so people started speculating that the Chinese government was behind it, and that in the past they have basically kidnapped and held hostage famous people in China whom they deem either are breaking some sort of a law, or they end up finding them for tax evasion and weird things like that, and then they come back into the public eye like nothing ever happened. That's exactly what's happened now with Fan Bingbing. Now, if you see her, you'll definitely recognize this woman. She's been in a lot of crossover movies now in the States, lots of action films, things like that. She's 37 years old. She is one of China's highest paid actors and the highest paid actress.
What does that mean in
actress.
China? How much money is it? Are we talking about here? Do you know?
$450 a week. Yeah, exactly. I don't actually know what she makes per movie, but you know, the Chinese market right now is they say that she has an income of about $300 million. Ooh. So it's a lot of money that she's been making over there. And so it turns out what they have charged her with while they were holding her hostage, they charged her with $130 million in unpaid taxes. And so they said that it was tax fraud, and that's the reason why the government was holding her. They said there are some other offenses, but if she will avoid jail time if she pays $130 million to the Chinese government with taxes, fines, and penalties, if she agrees to do all of that in a timely manner. Now, they don't know. They haven't said what the deadline is yet, but if she does it by the deadline, then she'll be okay. Apparently, this is a racket that the Chinese government has done numerous times, and obviously, there's not a whole lot you can do about it if you're a Chinese citizen, because the government can just, they can do what they want. So, but she is apparently well, and she's healthy, and a lot of her fans have been very concerned over the last, it's almost a month now.
Really? So, this sort of underscores something that we have talked about off and on here regarding entertainment, who's paying for movies to be made, that sort of thing. The Chinese are getting big into this because culturally they understand the impact of American movies on Chinese viewers. People love the American action flicks, and you always hear the stories, okay, the last movie that The Rock made didn't do as well here as one might have thought, but you put them over in Asia and it goes bananas. So there's a big market for American action flicks that are trying to find their own action heroes and try to make their own. If you look at the credits at the beginning of some of the movies these days, you'll see Chinese names in the list of three or four quote-unquote producers. Producer means you're paying for it. The producers are the executive producers are people who get paid extra just to be on the list of executive producers. When television or movies are made, you oftentimes see the stars listed as executive producers because that's how they pay them more than what otherwise might be the case. And so in the case of up front, the producers are, there's a woman named Kennedy, and I'm trying to remember her first name, who's a very prolific producer of Family Money. And she produces tons of movies. You see her name all the time. That's because the family money is in there and she's watching it. That's basically what the story is. Your money gets put in, and so we're watching it to make sure it doesn't get used or wasted, that sort of thing. So that's that side of it. But I didn't know the name. And maybe if I looked up...
Oh, if you saw her face, you would absolutely know, because you see a lot of
her
movies. It's F-A-N, and then her last name is Bingbing together.
Bing.
Great name.
Bing. But, you know, the statements that the government made her say, which, of course, she said on her own free will, it's like basically praising China and how awesome the government is. Like, it's just...
They never steal me.
Yeah. Oh, they're so wonderful. And because thanks to their good policies, that's literally what she said. It was something like, thanks to the government's good policies, I will do my best to follow the order. And without the love of the people and the good policies of the party and the state, there would be no Fan Bingbing. That's what she was basically forced to say.
She's not... She looks like the one that was in the movie, the Asian movie.
She was not. No, she wasn't in Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay.
That's like the one Asian movie she's not in.
The one thing, yeah, I actually recognize her more.
I think she's in The Meg, right?
I'm not positive. I didn't see that. I've seen her in X-Men. I think she was in Days of Future Past. She was one of the characters in that. I actually recognize her more from fashion stuff because I think she is also very well known.
Oh, I know why I recognize her, because I know her husband, Lee Chen. No, I didn't.
Yeah, is this supposed to be a joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I'll laugh, huh?
Bing, bing.
Bing, bing, yes. Let's get to what today is, how we celebrate the day. National Taco Day, or as they say here in New England, Taco. Celebrate a favorite food loved by a lot of people, consumed by millions every day, made in a soft shell or a hard shell, kind of like a turtle. Variety of fillings, not like a turtle. Tacos predate the arrival of Europeans in Mexico. Del Castillo first documented the taco feast enjoyed by Europeans at the time of the Spanish conquistadores coming in. And one suggested origin is the word ataco, which translates to the word stuff. Huh. So this is a National Stuff Day then. Stuff your taco with some kind of stuff. What's your favorite taco, Victoria? What do you stuff your tacos with?
Well, I had tacos last night, actually.
Yeah, really?
I had...
Really, Victoria, tell me about them.
blackened mahi-mahi.
Oh, that's terrible for you. You know how that's a carcinogen. You blacken any kind of food?
No, it's not actually... No, it's blackened, meaning it's seasoned. It's not... Oh. It's not actually...
Not grilled to a crisp.
No.
Okay. I was worried for a minute. I don't want to lose you.
nothing better than burnt fish on a taco.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Hi, Jennifer. What do you put on your tacos?
And make like a really gross joke.
The seventh grade boy in me is just really being poked at in here.
That's good. Good for you today.
Yeah, right. I think chicken or beef. I'm a traditionalist.
Oh, you really? All right, Kara, let's spoil this. What do you have in yours?
I also put chicken, typically. I put some tomatoes. I get some cheese, maybe some lettuce, maybe a whole bunch of guacamole. You know, I like to mix it up.
All right. Well, there are 1,000 Americans, let's see, what about, surveyed for this overview of what we like about tacos. 19 in 20 people reported they love tacos. 76% reported they consume tacos at least every few weeks. Beef tacos rank as most popular. Chicken... And then pork, and so no fish. What is it?
Fish is probably way down on the list, which is odd to me, because I feel like a lot of people eat fish tacos, but...
So, the Del Taco chain, which is part of the chain that owns Colonel Sanders, I think they call them Yum Yum brands, how do they make money selling a 69-cent or whatever it is, 90, even 99-cent taco? What are you putting in that?
It's obviously only on the West Coast, because... There's no Del Taco.
Oh, Taco Bell then. Maybe.
Taco Bell is what you mean. But yeah, Del Taco is on the West Coast.
Right, sorry.
Del Taco is supposed to be pretty good, right?
It is actually pretty good.
I've heard from my West Coast
late at night. Uh-huh. Pretty tasty. I don't know why it's so cheap, but it makes you think about the ingredients. Think about you're getting kind of a small taco, right? It's not like going to be filled with like premium meat.
So like what do they call those things you get in the hamburger? Sliders? That's the equivalent of a slider?
The tacos are like normal size, but they're not like stuffed with like the good stuff. So it's a corn shell. Okay, what's that? A couple of cents if you buy in bulk.
I'm
a little bit of lettuce, a tiny bit of cheese.
Taco either.
Right.
Yeah. Tiny. Okay.
Well, today for National Taco Day, a lot of places are doing buy one, get one. So there are taco specials around the country.
Oh, yum. Go right out. I don't want to say, do they have any veggie tacos? Can you get a veggie taco?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. So that's maybe what I'll do. Except the stuff's going to be gluten-free. I bet they don't have
gluten-free
shells.
If you have, the corn tortillas are gluten-free.
Yeah, but they're loaded with GMO. I can guarantee you they're not buying non-GMO corn
stuff. Right, pick your poison.
Thank you. All right, 44 past the hour. Last night I watched the NBC trilogy of Chicago this, Chicago that, and Chicago something else. And it was actually quite well done. I'm telling you, Dick Wolf has not lost his touch, and he's got good people around him. It was a very compelling story. It was like watching a long movie, actually. Each one of the shows tied into the next one, and then the next one. And it was, I thought it was quite well done. there are lots of people that you like and people you don't. It's the usual bill of fare in terms of good guys and bad guys, but it was just nicely tied together, well written. So I used to, you know, take it or leave it. I like Esapatha Murkison, who's on the Med Show. She's a constant with Dick Wolf. And then this guy, Begay, who is the tough cop on Chicago PD. He's an interesting character. And so, you know, just, and I always have liked Oliver Platt, who's on the Med Show.
Oh, I love him. He's great.
Yeah, he's very, very good. Yeah, very stable. Brings to be. I was surprised they got him to do a TV show, frankly. Anyway, that's all. And the one of the things that fascinate me about these shows that are Chicago this and Chicago that is that all the exterior, this requires a whole lot of work. The exteriors are done, in this case, in Wolf's case, all the Chicago stuff is done. The exteriors are obviously done in Chicago. And then they do all the interiors in their huge production facility down in Chelsea in New York City where the Law and Order stuff is done. In fact, they took this. I wish I could remember the street, Victoria, the corner of the West Side Highway, and there's a street that comes in. There's three or four huge warehouses that were empty.
Well,
the Wolf
it's Chelsea
lot.
Piers where they.
It is Chelsea Piers.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Right. But it's right there with all those warehouses there.
Yeah,
I remember
it's right
driving
on,
by.
It's right on the Hudson on the West Side Highway.
Yeah.
It's like 28th Street, 24th Street.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I remember one day, it was lunchtime, and I was down there, it was for a talkers convention, with the hotel sort of kitty corner across the street, and we were all walking over to get lunch, and the building, it was like noon, 1 o'clock, and the building was emptying out of all the people that were going out for lunch from the Law and Order shows. And so it was interesting. Chris Noth and Jerry, who died, but he was Jerry.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. They're going.
I'm blanking on his name, too.
Tacos
I can picture his face.
Orbach, no.
Orbach, yes. Jerry Orbach.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, tell us what's on TV tonight, Jen.
Well, Dougie, there is some good stuff on television today. All right,
let's hear. Yes,
well, you know what I'll be... Oh, my gosh. Do you know what I'll be watching?
No. What are you like?
The Dodgers hopefully beat the Braves tonight because that's what's coming up.
Oh, I know that's what started
that's
trouble.
What
the other day,
I'll
your father
watching.
Called me. Your father called me to discuss some business matters. And the first thing he says is, what do you tell me? The Red Sox suck. Mm. And I said, what are you talking about? The Red
that's
Sox
That's all
suck.
You ever say is every other team sucks.
Well,
so
they
why
do.
Why is that surprising?
Well, it was kind of a contrarian way. He was trying to convince me to do something, so
uh-huh.
A great way to start a conversation.
TV report. Not the best way. All right, so here we go. New tonight, let's start with a cable show that's new. Investigation Discovery has the season premiere of The Coroner, I Speak for the Dead. A new round of whodunits from the Pennsylvania coroner, Graham Hederick, begins with the stabbing of a jockey just days before Christmas. Also, there'll be football on tonight. Fox and the NFL Network will have the Colts at the New England Patriots, Dougie. You could check that one out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I always like to mention the Patriots for you. ABC is all new tonight. Grey's Anatomy is new at 8. The season premiere of Station 19 is at 9. And How to Get Away with Murder at 10. On CBS, you've got a new episode of The Big Bang Theory, The Young Sheldon Show, 8:30, which is, people seem to love this show. This will be around for a while. Mom at 9, Murphy Brown at 9:30, and SWAT at 10. Now, the CW's all in reruns tonight. Fox has got football, but on NBC, you can see the season premiere of Superstore. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by episode number 2 of The Good Place. It's back. Saw the first episode. Kind of cute. Will and Grace at 9, and I Feel Bad at 9:30, followed by Law and Order Special Victims Unit at 10.
All right, so the problem with I Feel Bad is it's bad grammar.
No,
the
that's
correct
proper
title.
Grammar. I knew you were going to say this. You need to look this up once and for all. It is proper grammar. I Feel Badly is improper grammar.
No, it's an adverb modifying a verb.
No, if you say it's totally wrong. You don't feel sadly and you don't feel madly. You don't feel badly. It's all
I feel
all
madly
three of them go
when
together.
I'm in love. I'm madly in love.
You don't feel madly
although
when you're mad.
Although most of the time I'm badly in love, so maybe that's...
Look it up, Stefan.
I have to figure that out.
I'm tired of this.
10 minutes before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let's get into Tech Talk, shall we? It is Tech Talk time, after all. 53 past the hour here on the DJV program for Thursday, the 4th of October. Victoria Keelan has the distinction of being knowledgeable when it comes to technology. Thus, she has the assignment of bringing up to date all of the much of what is practical knowledge about technology, starting with what's going on in West Virginia and cell phone usage. This looks fairly interesting. Maybe this will take root around the country, Victoria.
If it does, it'll be very hotly contested, I'm sure. So what we're talking about is in West Virginia, some voters can now actually cast their ballot using a mobile app. Eligible voters from 24 of West Virginia's 55 counties who are living abroad or serving in the military overseas have the chance to vote through the app in the November general election. West Virginia Secretary of State said in a press release, it's a solution to the cumbersome absentee voting system for military service members and others overseas who may not have a way to return their ballots. Voters have to download the Votes app, it's V-O-A-T-Z, take a picture of their government-issued photo ID, and snap a selfie to prove that it's them. Right there, to me, makes I like this idea because you're already showing forms of ID to prove who you are when you don't need to do that at a regular polling place. So already, this, to me, I'm on board with this. And, you know, anytime I don't have to interact with anyone, I love that. So
Right.
Being
able
to vote.
She's such a good radio host, folks.
Yeah. Being, yeah. So, I don't have to, you know, like anytime I don't have to talk to people at a bank or whatever, right. I love it. So, being able to vote on an app, I would love this. So, we'll see how it goes. Once everything's uploaded and approved, members of the military can cast their ballot through the app. The company says it is made, it's then made anonymous and recorded on a public digital ledger. Now, here's where the Debbie Downers come in. Some cybersecurity experts have voiced concern that the mobile voting system isn't secure enough yet. One of the tech experts said it's a horrific idea, and he said our cell phones and the cell networks and servers are not all secure enough for voting. Absentee voting began on September 21st, and ballots must be submitted no later than 7:30 p.m. on November 6th. So we'll see if there's anything that comes up from this. I think all eyes in the tech world, for sure, will be on the Votes app, and we'll see how this all fares in West Virginia, if there are any complications, or if people's votes haven't been counted or whatever, or if anything gets hacked. We will know about it soon enough. But I think this could be the wave of the future, but we'll see.
All right. We'll see here, find out about it. Sony, speaking of finding out, canceling their annual PlayStation Experience event. I wonder why that is. Well, let's listen and find out.
The Geek Out. Sony has made the surprising announcement they will not be holding their annual event, the PlayStation Experience, in 2018. The event has been the company's showcase to preview new games and hardware, but if we're all being honest, the last couple of years haven't been that big of a deal, and there's a line of thinking that skipping it in 2018 nicely lines up the company for a 2019 introduction to the new PlayStation 5 console that's been in the rumor works for a long time. Now, it should be noted, Sony did recently surprise everybody by also announcing it will allow cross-platform play for Fortnite on the PS4, and that begs the question, if they'll do it for that, will they do it for other games? So no PSX in 2018, but maybe that means big things for Sony in 2019.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to Apple's news, please, Victoria.
Yep, Apple is unveiling 70 new emojis for iPhone and iPad users later this month. If you are a beta tester like I am, you are already seeing the new emojis. They include a llama, a raccoon, a bagel, a frisbee, a mosquito, also about time, luggage, a compass, a hiking boot, a softball, and an Asian-inspired red gift envelope to friends and family. So back on World Emoji Day in July, Apple previewed some of the new options, which included, on the people side, some bald emoji characters, some redheaded emoji characters, as well as a lobster, a cupcake, and some superheroes. So if you're using the regular iOS 12.1, then as soon as you do that upgrade, then you will see the new emojis. And if you have Google or if you have an Android, your emojis will look different because each company has their own spin on them. But you should also probably have some of these same emojis as well on your other systems.
A lobster. I'd like to. We can do a lobster emoji.
Yep.
How about a lobster
emoji.
What was one of the other ones you mentioned?
A cupcake, redheads.
Cupcake. Oh, yeah, there it is. Breakfast of Champions. Lobsters and cupcakes. Yum. 59 past the hour on the DJV.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.